It's 5:45. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. Former Michigan Lieutenant Governor Connie Binsfeld has died. The teacher from Leelanau County began her political career on the county commission, and she went on to become one of the most respected names in Michigan politics. IPR's Peter Payette reports.
Women were not often commissioners in Leelanau County in the early 1970s. And the way Dixie Stephen remembers it, the men didn't have a lot of appreciation for Connie Binsfeld.
She really did her homework, and when you'd hear what was going on in the county commission meetings, Connie's voice was always the clear voice of reason, and that wasn't always well accepted, but it was there.
There were a number of Republican women in the Grand Traverse region then who were politically active and concerned with women's issues, like equal pay. Traverse City native Bill Milliken was governor, and the First Lady, Helen Milliken, was a staunch supporter of the Equal Rights Amendment. Helen later protested the opening ceremony of the Republican National Convention when the party dropped support for the amendment from its platform. And in this environment, Connie Binsfeld got noticed. Dixie Stephen, who later worked for the Millikens, says she was watching.
Finally, one day I said to Paul Scott in Northport, I said, you know, that Connie Binsfeld, if Mike Dively decides not to run, she'd be good on the State House. And he said, you're not the first one to notice.
Stephen managed Binsfeld's first campaign for state office. That was in 1974, and Connie Binsfeld was elected to the State House, representing Leelanau and Grand Traverse counties. The election was an upset, since her opponent in the primary was a native of Traverse City and a business owner with the support of the business community. Binsfeld was a teacher from Munising in the Upper Peninsula, and she never lost an election for state office.
It was written all over her that she would go on, and certainly never surprised anyone that she became a senator and then the lieutenant governor.
Binsfeld's ability to campaign was noticed by John Engler when he ran for governor in 1990. Former state senator George McManus says it was a close race that year.
I think she hit every county in the state of Michigan campaigning, and I think she was a factor in John winning that election. She would never give herself credit for that, but in my opinion, she was a big part of that.
McManus took the Senate seat Binsfeld left open, and he says as lieutenant governor, she ran the Senate with the poise of a teacher.
People, if somebody else is up the front, boy, they're rapping the gavel down. She used to have a habit of, if they got into a brouhaha, you know, she would kind of tap the gavel until finally things got quieted down.
Binsfeld is usually remembered for her efforts to protect the environment and children and families. She wrote the Sand Dunes Protection Act in 1983, and the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame says laws she authored on domestic violence are among the toughest in the nation. Binsfeld also kept on top of issues facing people back home. She helped Traverse City take ownership of the state hospital grounds, now known as the Grand Traverse Commons, and she was instrumental in preserving the Traverse City Opera House, and the auditorium is named after her.
When we opened the place, after the first got it running, I commented we had the Bill Milliken Auditorium on one end of Front Street and the Connie Binsfeld Auditorium on the other end of Front Street.
Connie Binsfeld died Sunday at the age of 89. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.